Welcome to Kingdom Wealth Alliance Church, where our vision is to create a community where everyone experiences a blessed and a prosperous lifestyle, passionately pursuing God and His excellence. We aim to add value to both the church and the broader community through our dedicated service, recognizing that we are not meant to journey alone, choosing joy, prosperity, and good health in all aspects of our life. We foster a culture of honor for Jesus and others. Our mission is to spread God's blessings and power the upcoming generation with kingdom wealth possibility and restore life through the transformative power of God's word. We aim to demolish poverty strongholds, preach a balanced prosperity gospel, and integrate business, ministry, and heavenly living through biblical principles. With a standing ovation, let's make welcome Dr. Richard A. Wells.
Jesus, may we worship. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. You may please be seated for a few minutes. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. Sit down for a few minutes. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. The automated blessing is what we are teaching tonight. The automated blessing. Before we proceed, please get it clear that the blessings of God are not given to babies. The blessings of God are not given to the immature ones. They are not given to infants. The blessings of God are given to those who are spiritually mature. They are given to those who are spiritually matured. A man can be physically mature, but not be spiritually matured. A man can be spiritually matured, but in the realm of the physical world, he's just a small guy. But spiritually, he's a giant. Hallelujah. And in this kingdom, the maturity of every believer are measured by the temptation you are able to overcome. Hallelujah. If you are still a young guy who struggle with some little temptation like fornication, anytime you fall into it, you pray and pray and pray and promise God, God, I'm not going to do this again. And you find yourself going back doing the same thing, then you are not matured. You might be 30 years by age physically, but spiritually you are not even up to 1 year old. Follow me very carefully as I take you on this ride, and I believe that every one of us will be blessed by it. For many of us that have seen automated gate, how many of us have seen automated gate before? Raise your hand. You have seen automated gate. Automated gate. You have seen one. God bless you. Automated gate. By the way, do you know automated gate? Let me break it down. The gate that uses remote. You press the remote, it open. You press the gate, close. How many of us have seen that kind of gate? How many of us know that automated gate? Automated gate, you know it? All right, beautiful. You see how, yes, thank you, media, you are so amazing. Now, you see, this gate, let me use this gate as my teaching illustration today. Down there, you will find a machine. And when you open that machine, there is a motor inside that drawer. And there is, on top, there is a little panel that controls, that work with the remote. So when you press the remote, the panel pick the signal and release the motor to run and the gate open or close, right? All right. It take work. They didn't just bring this motor and put it there. A lot of work went in there. Number one, one person brought out the idea. What then can we do if we don't have a gate man in the house? What about if we are coming back home late at night? What then can we do? We have it in our house in South Africa. As a matter of fact, we have a bigger one that before you get into our house, you open the garage. So when you press the remote, the garage open like this. Go in, then you drive in. And this motor is not on the floor. They put it up there to control, to pull the garage to open. We are going somewhere. I'm giving you an illustration. This thing was as a result of someone's idea. It's only here in our country I see that even if the boss have money to buy this automated machine, they still prefer to put a manual man there to roll the gate. Musa close the gate. Musa will close the gate. Hallelujah. Now, in the kingdom of God, there are things that are automated. All you need to do is just press the button and you see it open. All you need to do is just to press the button and you see it close. Hallelujah. And that automated machine in the things of God is a realm. Hallelujah. And those who walk in that realm are those who have passed the test of life. The test of life with God. When I mean the test of life, I'm talking about the spiritual test. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're talking about the spiritual test. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. Jesus Christ, for many years, did not call into an office until he was tested. Amen. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert, to be tempted by the devil. Who? The devil. So, no one will come and tempt you but the devil. The devil might not come by himself, but they have a way to influence some people, influence them. All these things you are seeing on Facebook, I can't even stay on Facebook for so long anymore, because you see, you know what the devil is doing now, the end time world? They are injecting immorality, short porn on social medias. In other words, they are injecting semi-porn on social media in the name of modern dressing. A lady is half naked, showing all her shape just because she wants to get engagement, she wants to gain followers. And by so doing, I can tell you for free, in a day, a lot of men are going to hell. I can tell you for free. But if you confront that lady now, she will tell you, I remove your eye now. No. Not everybody have that self-discipline. Hallelujah. Not everyone have that self-discipline. Now, verse 2. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. You would have said in life that the moment you finish praying, God will come. Okay, let me break it down. Many of us actually fast and pray. And after our fasting and prayer, what we are waiting for is answer from God, right? But in the case of Jesus, it was the devil that appeared first. This is why the very day you start fasting, that is when your last ex-girlfriend will remember your phone number. You will ask yourself, is it this fasting that is making her to remember me? Maybe she's the one God is sending to come and be an answer to your prayer. No. The devil have gone into her mind, work on her mind, and she's calling you at that time. The same thing is what happened in the case of Jesus. Because the devil know that your fasting is a class. And when he come as a teacher, he's a teacher in his own world. He wants to come and set an exam for you. If you are able to pass his exam, then you move higher. Are you with me at all? Pay attention. Many of us, the very night we make that determination and said, by tomorrow 6 a.m., no food will touch my mouth because I want to fast. That night, demon will come and serve you the most favorite meal. Why will it happen that night? Because the devil came around to check your determination and see if truly you are qualified to go to the next level. Okay. How many of us here have found ourselves in a situation whereby when we declare fasting to ourselves, upon ourselves, is after we have finished eating, we will not remember, you are supposed to fast. Have you been there before? You know why? The devil know that you need to write an exam to see the next stage of your life. If my son Lucas, for example, the other day, I think they went for, is it junior? What was that exam? Common entrance exam. If he has not gone for that exam, sat for that exam, write that exam, there will not be any promotion. Do you agree? Until you are able to pass the test of the devil, not the test of God. God will create the classroom for you to sit down. But it's the devil that will come and set the exam for you. So it's not all the time you say the devil, you rebuke the devil. No. God will create the class for you to sit down and be learning. But when is the real day arrive, you won't see God there. That is when you are to use what you have learned over the years in the class to overcome the devil. How many of us is, if you are following me, say I hear you. So, the blessing of life is tied into our examination. Examination. You want to gain a higher ranking in the blessing of God's kingdom, then be ready to sit in that exam hall and be ready to pass the exam. For example, a young man is praying for God to lift him up financially. And he went to a church service one faithful Sunday morning, and the word of knowledge came from the man of God I said, there is a young man here. God said, while you were leaving your house this morning, you have just 50 naira in your pocket. But you said to God, if you can help me to this level, I'll forever serve you. But God is saying, bring that 50 naira you have in your pocket. That is an exam for you. Then, because the devil don't want you to see the next level of prosperity, he will now flash back all the video you have watched on the internet. You say, okay, this man is one of them. In this kingdom, until men sit on in the exam hall, write the exam, pass the exam, you can't see his glory. Until you sit in that exam hall, write the exam, pass the exam, you can't see the glory. I give you another example. Every day, Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday, you hear the word of God from the pulpits. This is who God is. This is what God can do. All those months you are sitting down here, in your mind you are coming to church. That is true. But spiritually, you are coming to school. We call it the spiritual school of life. Now, don't forget, no matter how God loves you, a day will come, your pastor will not be there. I will not be there. Only you will have to fix that storm yourself. It is the word you have gathered from the altar and put it into practice that will save you. So when I say take note, the note is to help you to revamp your spiritual life. The note is to help you to revamp your spiritual life. It's not my spiritual life. It is your spiritual life. It is your spiritual life. The Son of God, God Himself, every other human being would have just said, oh God, thank you, and go right there on the street, start laying hand. You are done with your fasting? Oh yes, okay. Get into the classroom. The classroom was the wilderness. He was led by the devil. How can devil be leading your God? You could ask that question. How can the devil be leading your God? All right. There was a reminder. You are the second Adam. All right. Let's see what you got. Follow me. I could imagine the negotiation that was going on in that place. And Jesus followed him. Let's see the next verse. Let's see all the exam that was set before him. Three questions were set before Jesus. Many of us, only one question, only one question. We don't fall for Grayakata. One. The tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, listen, he wanted to raise his ego. He wanted to raise his ego. Yes, now I am the Son of God. I am the true Son of my Father. Many of us, it is our ego that is killing us. Ego. I am the true Son of my Father. What? I rebuke you. Go to Oguachiku. Some pastor, their hand is bent like this, trying to lay hand. The demon now lay hand on them. Their hand ran string inside. Go back, let's read that place again. He said, if you are the... He said, the tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, this is the highest level. Trying to raise a man ego out of nothing. Thank God for wisdom. Other bishop of this day will say, what are you talking about? I just finished 40 days. Who are you? Who are you? They will even try to lay their hand on the devil. The devil has been around for a very long time. He knew you before you were born. Even the history of your father is in his hand. He has been, that guy has been around for a very long time. Don't think he knows everything about you. All your great-grandfather, they met him. He has been around. He will tell you the history of your family. But there is something about how men defeat him. It's called the knowledge of God. The knowledge of the Word of God. Because the knowledge is what gives you illumination. It's what gives you light. And the devil does not operate in light. So if you are able to get to that realm where the Word of God now comes light in you, then you can overcome him. If truly you are the Son of God, prove it now. I want to see. Many of us, just like the video I watched today by the mandated prophet. The mandated prophet went to the madman. See how the madman took him from the floor. The guy who played that role of the madman must be a giant. If you are the Son of God, try to rob his ego. Let pride come into him. That is where men fail. That is where men fall. Oh, yes, I am the Son of God. My Father lives in heaven. He created heaven and earth. What I say? Who are you? You follow him. Say humility. Follow him. If you want to get people's attention, be humble to them. I sat down. Pastor Flo said to me on Sunday, he said, man of God, you are very patient. How can you say some God send you? You've never met me before. That God gave you a message to come and give me. Instead of you to say, look, this is what I do. If there's any space for me to train, I will appreciate it. Not by coming to tell. I sat down. I was busy telling him with all the nonsense the man was saying. That's right. That's right. That's right. Really, that's right. I left my office. I left my chair. I came and sat in front of him. So that I was trying to rob his nonsense ego, fool him. The man was there. When he finished all the nonsense he was saying, I said, God bless you. I'm excited for this message. You said God gave you this message? Yeah. That's okay. I'll wait for God to speak to me. The man was like, who are you? If I have listened to that message, none of you will be here. Not even one of you will be here. Be careful of pride. It kills faster than virus. Be careful. Especially men who come around and rob your ego. That was how they killed our brother Samson. The woman carried the hair. They robbed him. My guy had torn. All his ego came up. I said, you know, this is my strength that God gave to me. Anytime it arose, no man in Philistine, no man, not even my enemy can withstand me. I said, yes, that is why I want you to tell me. The lady was busy dropping his ego, and finally, she got it. And what was the end of it? Destruction. Let's go back. Yes. Okay. Go back to if you are the Son of God. Let's take it slowly. We are not in a hurry today. We are going to pray, but let's go into the Word of God. the tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread. The gentleman looked at him and said, obviously, if I need bread, there are thousands, millions of angels that will supply me bread. Why will you be tempting me with things that already belongs to me? There are many of us today, we are tempted with what we already have. You might not have it physically, but it's in you. It's in you. A man is offering you 100,000 because he wants to sleep with you. You just have 100,000. Do you know what my future worth? Billions of dollars. To hell with 100,000. Because your riches is in glory in Christ Jesus, not in the hand of a man. You tell the man to hell with 100,000. But many people will sleep with the man in exchange of their future. Just because of 100,000. Many of us, we are selling our future for what God has already given to us. We have it already. It's just a matter of time that we all manifest. Somebody is trying to intimidate you. Oh, you are not beautiful. Tell that person, give me time. Give me time. Give me time. I've seen people say to me, any cloth you wear, the thing will just magnet you. As if many years ago, if I show you my picture, mommy went to hide one day. You will see the long neck. No cloth can fit this man here. But obviously, you know, there is a material we call brocade many years. You know that brocade material? We have blue color, we have red, we have yellow. If you now starch it, it's time. Even when the wind is blowing, it can't move you. Let's have it on the screen. Okay. Yes. Next verse. Jesus answered, it is written. Say it is written. Say it is written. Learn to give the devil accurate answer. Accurate answer. It is written. Man does not live on bread alone. Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Some of you should learn to fast. Oh. Learn to fast. Learn to fast. All these 7 a.m., you're already yawning. Learn to fast. Learn to fast. The world is wicked. Wicked generation we live in. It. Learn to fast. When you fast, it sharpens your relationship. It sharpens your spiritual tenor to be able to hear from God when you fast. To fast is to put aside the things of the flesh and to arouse the things of the spirit in you. So learn to fast. Once in a week, it's fine. You can fast and drink water, no problem. But just learn to dedicate one day to God when you fast in a week. Question number two. Jesus is now in the exam hall. He has passed the first question. The devil is the teacher. Until you are proof of the devil in this world, you can't make impact. Quote me anywhere, I will tell you from here. Until you are proved of the devil or by the devil in this world, nobody will hear your voice. Nobody will hear your voice. Nobody will hear your voice. All these, I can't eat. My boyfriend left me. My girlfriend left me. You are killing your future. You are killing your future. Imagine at the age of 26 as a man. You have your house, you have your car, you are living very comfortable. Papa, you understand what I'm saying here? The beautiful ladies will be sending you a letter. But when you don't have all those things, what you see now is distraction. They want to distract you from your glorious future. I said to one of my sons the other day in South Africa, the guy came to my office. He was busy crying, John, busy crying. The lady he was crying about is a daughter to mommy. Mommy will talk and talk and talk. She wouldn't listen. So the guy came to me for counseling. I said, John, I said, must I be very honest with you? He said, yes, Dad. I said, go and walk. When you walk, when you have something doing with your hand, you see this lady you see here? Will be on her knees begging you. He thought I was joking. Yeah, okay. He picked that advice for free. He went into this Okrika business. So he went into this Okrika business, then he started buying, you know, bay, and he would take it to CBD, and he started selling. Number one, his level of dressing changed. Got from the Okrika, he would pick the best and wear. It's a level change. So this sister, I said to him, don't worry. Nobody will take that sister from you. But I want to redecorate you so that this sister will be the one begging. So within the space of 1 year, this guy bought a vehicle. The sister is trying to get the attention. How are you? Oh. But today they are married anyway. They have tried together. All these, you are in the class of life. There is an exam before you. That is when you want to think of somebody. It's a distraction to your future. It's a distraction to your destiny. Leave them alone for now. Focus on what will take you to your future. Leave them. Leave them. Leave them. Leave them. Exam number one, he passed it. How can you be tempting me with what I have? This is my own. Many of us, we don't know our right in Christ. We don't know what God by redemption has given to us. The day you gave your life to Christ, all these things others are dying for is there waiting for you. All these things others are dying for. As long as you are in the kingdom of God, all these blessings, name them. Name them. Name them. I long for a very long time to drive Range Rover book. I drove it for 1 month. I was tired. Because, sir, it's only a foolish man that wants to kill himself over material things. Only a foolish man. And it's only a foolish man that wants to kill himself over a woman. They are distraction. Women are good, but at the right time. Not when you are still in the process. Not when you are still in the examination hall. They will distract you. You will fail. You will fail. All this, you are receiving 20,000. By the end of the month, you send 8,000 to a woman. You are not even sure that she will say yes to you. They put your money for a bank when you don't feel withdraw. I know some girls with paper is spoiling our business. I'm not spoiling your business. So I'm trying to save the brothers. So that you don't keep scamming them. All this one are sweet man is. They put money for baby bank, you don't feel withdraw. You don't get tear, you don't get pinned. And if you talk to me, then you say, my friend, be careful. If not, I will just leave you. You will still go and be begging. Hey, what an error. Now you go walk. One name. This is very bad. Now you will go walk. You will be the one to go to work. Do all the hard job outside there. You will be the one to bring the money. You are not married though. Just for her to reply your chat, you will send her 8 times 3,000. You can't shout. You can't correct. You can't do anything. You are not in a relationship now. You are not a man, you are a man. Instead of you to be doing that wrong investment at your early age, invest in your future. Invest in your future. Invest in your future. In the journey of life, when you invest in your future, all of these things other people are dying for, you will not realize that even that lady you were dying for many years ago, with the level where you did, if they will give you for free, if people say, Papa, let me go and pray about this. You will tell me like that. Exam number two. Let's go there. Exam number two. Okay, the devil said, okay, I gave you a pass mark on this. Let's go. He said, then the devil took him to the holy city and said to him, stand on the highest point of the temple. Verse 6. Now, he still brought back the ego. He is trying to massage the ego again to make this man get provoked in the realm of the spirit. If you are the son of God, he said, throw yourself down. Now, this is the answer to the question. We must have sense of simple answer. I'm sure if we're to be these days, they will jump. After all, my Father in heaven, there are angels there, release them to me. Foolishness. Answer to the examination question. It is written, he will command his angel, for it is written, he will command his angel concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Yes, verse 7. Jesus answered him, it is also written. So the Bible you are holding, the devil also knew the Bible. The devil, they hold on well. He hold on past yourself. He hold on past some people. Some people in the country, they don't go hold Bible. They say they for their phone. This is why a lot of people put Bible under their head. At night, the demon will come, use that same Bible, wipe your head. Wipe you very well. You know why the devil is using the Bible to wipe you? How can you be so dumb that you are using the Bible as a sleeping pillow, but you don't know what is inside? It will carry and wipe you. He might not open it, but he will wipe you with the Bible. Then you will ask in my head, man. Are you following my teaching? Jesus said to him, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. All this woman, they tempt Jesus Christ and they tempt God every day. Father, if you truly love me, let there be 1 million in my account. My dear, now thief you will thief. God, if you truly love me as I pray, but when I go out tomorrow, let that man remember me and give me a check. Now let check, you go give, you go do transfer for you. Criminal. Tempting God everywhere. You know, I used to imagine that many years ago, even sometimes it will come. I would just imagine, sometimes I would just log into my account. Maybe somebody just put some figure there for me. Which figure? Hungry will finish you. Which figure? How many of us do that? Sometimes I will just, the spirit will just whisper to my ear. Because they check your account balance. Who wants to send me money? I'm not expecting payment. Especially when they say somebody received money, you can't return it back to bank. That month I will be checking back. Glory to God. That month, hey God, the way I will be checking. There was one time, there's one particular bank that used to make that mistake. One more, they credit mistakenly two of their customers. The next month, I went there to open account. The account is dormant tomorrow. Glory to God. I went there to open account with zero balance. Thinking those zero will multiply. Now I'm growing, oh, zero never multiply. It's only the one I work with my hand that is multiplying. Don't multiply. Sometimes I don't even believe what the people they say, the credit. I'm not sure it's true. Maybe they just want to trend. As tough as this country is now, even that pastor needs to be genuinely born again to return that money. Hey God, I would just imagine, let me check my account, maybe there's 40 million. I've already built a house for money that is not even in my account. Not knowing that I'm in the class, the devil is giving me a test to write. I'm in the class. He's trying to check if I will take what does not belong to me and add it to my own. Yes. That is the class. And that is the test. How will you in the first place, you are not spending money, you are checking your account balance. That is criminal. That is to say, even we that is around you, we are not safe. If you see our money peak, you will move. Exam number three. Exam number three. The guy have three questions. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdom of the world and their splendor. He took him and showed him all the kingdom. All the kingdom of our that have rain on earth. And their treasures. Their hard diamond, gold, jewelries. And show them the central bank account balance. All the kingdom. Because kingdoms are made with gold. Kings ruled in the kingdom. He showed this guy all the kingdom that have ruled on earth. And the reason why the Bible said he took him high so that Jesus could see the beauty of the kingdom. The Babylonian kingdom. He was busy showing them the history of the kingdom. Showing him the history of the kingdom. And said, all of this, I'll give it to you. I am very sure, if not this regime, devil never talk to me. They don't lie down. They will even help the devil to complete the sentence and just lie down. Let me have the, they're already on the floor. Let me have the kingdom. What is life? Yeah. When I go to TikTok sometimes, I see all those boys who video this, their money ritual or something. And they will put some flashing cars, money, you know, in hard currency, dollars and all that. They will be, you know, playing those their lyrics. On the comment section, this is live. On the comment section, you'll be seeing young guys commenting, how will I join? How will I join? How will I? Young boys are not scared of their future anymore. You are not scared. This is why most of the obituary you see today are from 30, 29, 28, 27 down, 35. Selling their future for a piece of silver. When you read the story of Jacob, right, and Esau, right, we condemn the guy. How will you sell your destiny just for a plate of porridge? Many of us don't sell our destiny for just because of one granite, not even a porridge. You will see on the comment section, please, how can I get your number? Some people put their number there. And sometimes I click their profile to go and see who they are. Little boys, 19 years, 18 years. Let's see the next one. Yes, let's see the answer Jesus gave. Now, he has showed him all the kingdom and said, all this with me, Jesus saw it. It was not just theory, it was practical. He saw it. He saw the beauty of the kingdom. He saw it. All this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. This is what this guy has been looking for, even in heaven. He has been looking for how he will exalt himself, that other being will come and bow down and worship him. So that is why, if you check very carefully, the music department in church, most of them that are not spirit-filled, this is the same spirit that work in them. Pride. Oh, if not for me, that the moment I took that song, the Spirit of the Lord descended. Pride. Music minister, be very careful. Pride. Just one song. You have one song. You are not in church anymore. Meanwhile, there are people that have more than 100 songs. They don't miss church. I'm talking about their own place of worship. They don't. They cancel it. If they have other engagement and you want them to come there, it must be from the approval of their pastor. If you are a man under the sound of my voice, you don't have anybody that corrects you. You're on your way to destruction. You don't have anybody that say, gay, don't do that. You are very close to destruction. You don't have anybody you are answerable to. Papa, can I go and do this? Can I go and do this? Very close to destruction. Very close to destruction. That person won't last. You might still be here physically, but everything, all the investment God put inside of you, we expire. We have people today who walk on the street, but all their investment has expired. They are no longer relevant. Nobody called them for anything. What did Jesus say? Let's see. What did he say? Jesus answered to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God. He remembered him. He remembered the same guy. He remembered, this is what drove you from the heaven. Okay. Worship the Lord your God and serve him only. You worship him only and serve him only. Remember now, this is what we have been saying from the beginning of this month. Your service. Your service. Your service. You want to enjoy financial dominion. You want to witness financial dominion. Your service. Your service. Your service. You are here in the church now. What do you do for God? Nothing. And you'll be here for 5 months, but you don't do anything for God. There are days of remembrance for every one of us. After you have prayed and fasted for so long, angels will bring a book and say, let's see, let's remember. Let's see how we can remember this guy today. Check the book. They open the book is blank. It's blank. Nothing to be remembered you about. Nothing that the angels of God will remember you with. Nothing. So anywhere you find yourself, look for something to do there. You want to go outside and say, Jesus Christ love you, God bless you, is enough. You don't need to know how to speak good English. Come to Jesus, he love you. Come to Jesus, he love you. Be saved today, he love you. Just a simple message. After all, your Jesus did not preach more than repent for the kingdom of God. That was a simple message. All these revelations, trying to get Rema, you don't need it. Are we not blessed already this evening? Just by picking the word from the Bible, we are not adding, we are not removing. We are telling you what happened there. We are telling you what happened there. It is our service that unlocks the supernatural over our life. Our service is what unlocks the supernatural over our life. Our service. For you to serve God in truth and in spirit, you must be a student of obedience. For you to serve God in truth and in spirit, you must be a student of obedience. You must learn to obey God and keep his commandments. You must learn to obey God. God gave an instruction to a man. He was about to get into the next level of his blessing. And God said, Abraham, wake up. Take the only son to the mountain of Moriah. Sacrifice him to me. Media, help me with that. Because there are levels of blessing you will never smell until a sacrifice is ordered. And nobody can bring any sacrifice to the mountain without the spirit of obedience. No one, no student in this kingdom can willingly, on his own, carry an offering to the altar without the spirit of obedience. And if you don't have the spirit of obedience, then you are not permitted to experience the next level of the blessing. But when you have the spirit of obedience, then you have the God launch you into that automated blessing. Automated blessing is a realm where before you say it, the supply is available. It's available. Then God said, take your son, your only son. Your only son. Not this one. Give me your car. My papa, if you know that this is my only car, God said, give me your car. Papa, how will I be bringing my family, the children to church? The man never complained. This man was, in his own lifetime, this was his exam, to launch him into that automated life of abundance. A life where you don't ask, but supply are available in excess. The automated blessing is a blessing where you don't ask, but God lavishly supplies. Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love. So the man loved the son because this was the covenant child. So he loved the child. Remember, the man at a point complained to God, how can I be sure that a stranger will not come and inherit my wealth? Remember, we talked about that. So at this point, he had a son already, one. The other one was a bastard. and go to the region of Moriah, sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about. Many people would have taken use this one as a yardstick not to go. God, what are you talking about? Which mountain? So there were many mountains there, but he said, when you get to Mount Moriah, go there. I will specifically tell you where you sacrifice for me. Direction. No man can gain direction where you are not obedient. No, you can't. The reason why we are out of track today, out of direction, because in the first place, we are not obedient to God's word. So we are not entitled to gain his direction. And if God, if you are not in line with God's direction, then you can't command his attention. You must be in line with him. You must be in line with him. You must be in line with him. Until you are in line with him, he will not bless you and he will not cause his face to shine upon you. You must be in line with God. And only those who serve him genuinely, only those who obey him genuinely, are those who command the attention of the blessing of heaven. The automated blessing of God is a ram. And only sacrifice launch men into that ram, not prayer. The automated blessing of God is a ram where you don't have the physical remote, but just as you think it, you have it. Oh, I wish tomorrow I can have it. Angel will just go. Because you have paid the price. You have paid the sacrifice. There are people today, you hear them say, I know I have paid the price. I know I've paid the price. I know. A day is coming. All the price we have paid in this kingdom, the reward is coming. And when that reward comes, that is where you will see people will come and criticize us. People will say all kind of things. People will say, where did he come from? People will say, who know him? Where did he make his money from? Oh, I'm sure he is one of them. So that is why for every time we gather here, there must be a record. There is a video that must be recorded. Because that day is coming. Where all of us here, we walk in that realm of that automated blessing of God. If you are there, say, I hear you. And then God said, go to the next verse, please. Then the man didn't complain. The man didn't tell the wife, oh, if this man tell the wife, Kasala for boss. Early the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey and took with him two of his servants and his son. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. So at this point, God have revealed to him. The next one. See how men launch themselves into that realm of automated blessing by obeying and giving your sacrifice. The question today is, what sacrifice have you given to God that command the attention of God? What sacrifice? What sacrifice have you given to God that you can say, I command the resources of heaven? What sacrifice? Is anyone with me this evening? What sacrifice? And on the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in this time. Media, are you born again this evening? He got to a place and said, hey, you servant, you know what? You guys stay here. Because not everything you will see. If you follow me there, you will discourage me. There are journeys in life only you will have to take. Do you agree with me? And that journey is a journey of greatness. It's a journey of greatness. It's a journey of greatness. When you have a man, a husband, as a woman, I say this with all sign of humility and, and respect for women. Not everything our father told our mother. No, they won't tell them. Because it's too heavy for them. By nature, women are emotional beings. This is why this guy did not inform the wife. My only son that I carry in my womb, God said you should go and sacrifice. You better curse that God and die. It will not happen. Not in this house. You didn't hear from God. The same God that we serve that gave us this child is telling you to go and say, no, you didn't hear from God. Go back to sleep. Maybe you have malaria. It happens. Do you know that? If not for God, Job would have failed in season of examination. Because the wife came to him and said, look at you, a whole rich man. You that used to have bodyguards, luxury of car, yacht in the seaside, private jet everywhere. Look at you. Dogs now come around and feed on your soul. What kind of God are you serving? Why don't you just call this God and go and rest? Go and rest. Meanwhile, the man go rest. After 6 months, you don't marry another husband. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. Job said, I know. My life is like this, I know. But I know that my God lives. As long as this situation have not been able to stop the sun from shining, have not been able to stop the moon, so they can't stop me. If Abraham has whispered to the wife and said, this is what the Lord said, there will not be any sacrifice anywhere. And the promotion would not have come. No, it would have come. But when the blessing came, they were both together. No wonder, but let me not go deep. No wonder the wife have to visit God first. Let's see what happened. Let's have it where God finally launched him into that automated blessing. Because of time, we need to pray now. Media, are you born again? Do we fan them this evening? Do we give them fan? Okay. The moment he took the child on top of the mountain, okay, thank you. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham, here am I. He replied, yes. Do not lay a hand on the boy. This is the physical realm. But in the realm of the spirit, the guy is dead. He has offered the sacrifice already. The offering you give in the realm of the spirit is where you get the value. Not the one you show for people to see that you are holding food. No, that is another day topic. Your heart is what gives the value. Even you too, you will know that today, God, this is for you. You get 50,000 for house. You bring 200 naira come here. And now you go dance for us. This is why I said, Mr. Dan should remove all this TV. Because the way people dance sometimes, let them not break the TV with your 200 naira offering. You have 100K. In your account, you are doing a transfer of 300 for offering. Do not lay a hand on the child, he said. Do not do anything to him. Now, he has passed exam. They are about to call the result. You will sit alone in the class. The devil will come and set the exam, supervise you. After the exam, he will depart from you. Then God will show up and call your result for you. He said, now I know that you fear God because you have not withheld from me your only, your only son. How will you feel when you get home tonight? God just says, sacrifice me your child. You will say, you will call me Papa. I did not belong to any occultic before. See the voice already here. Abraham looked up there and a ticket he saw, a ram caught by his horn. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed as a burnt offering instead of his son. God always have a provision for us. Always. His laws are not grievous. His instructions are not grievous. He will always make a way of escape for us. Now I know you're already on the mountain, but in the realm of the spirit, you already sacrificed your son. But I'm not a mass slaughter. That is the ram. Kill the ram in place of your son. And all of this sacrifice and obedience launch him into the realm of blessing. Now, this is the automated blessing of this man. I will surely bless you and make your descendant as numerous as the star in the sky. You know what this means? Abraham did not request for it. Many of us who look for money, we never see money. And we don't, people, they find money, now they're poor pass. But when you are looking for, now listen, before I proceed, men are remembered for two things: the problem you solve and the one you create. The problem you solve and the one you create. This is what people will remember you of. Even while the man is in the grave, anytime people walk through the grave, by the side of the grave, they will tap their children and say, do you know the man that is there? Say, no. That man was a wicked man. The problem he created. If this man was here, I remember many years ago, there is a man in our village. You dare not pass his compound. Or maybe you mistakenly pass and drop a nylon. You will send for your mother. So when the man finally died, all of us walked through the compound. And you must follow that compound to the market. Men are remembered for two things: the problem you solve and the problem you create. But for this one, was remembered for his sacrifice and for his obedience. Let's rise for a few minutes.